This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN's top humanitarian official arrived in the Saudi coastal city of Jeddah on Sunday for talks aiming for a ceasefire between Sudan's warring generals, a spokesperson said. Fighting that broke out on April 15th between army and paramilitary forces has killed at least 700 people, most of them civilians, wounded thousands, and driven a mass exodus of Sudanese and foreign nationals. A UN official said Griffiths would meet with representatives of the two generals at the heart of the conflict, Sudan's army chief and his rival who heads the rapid support forces. Syria has been readmitted to the Arab League after more than a decade, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The decision said Syria would be able to participate in Arab League meetings immediately, while also calling for a resolution to the crisis resulting from the country's civil war. While some Arab states, including the United Arab Emirates, have pushed for Syria and Assad's rehabilitation, others, including Qatar, have remained opposed without a political solution to the Syrian conflict. The decision would also form a ministerial group to liaise with the Syrian government and seek solutions to the crisis.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Windsor Castle transformed into a concert venue on Sunday as some of the biggest names in music performed to celebrate the coronation of Britain's King Charles III. Charles, his wife Camilla, and other senior royals joined an audience of 20,000 members of the public and specially invited guests for the coronation concert hosted at the King's Palace to the west of London. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 27 workers have died in a fire at a gold mine in a remote area of southern Peru, authorities said on Sunday. A short circuit caused the fire, which broke out Saturday in a tunnel, police in the public prosecutor's office said, adding there were, quote, 27 dead inside the mine. Local media said the blaze started after an explosion at the mine that ignited the wooden supports inside the mine. The United Nations World Food Program says it's suspending food aid for over 200,000 Palestinians starting next month due to severe funding issues, about 60% of its caseload in the region, and it could get worse, Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
These were Palestinians protesting outside the agency's Gaza City offices on Sunday. Its country chief, Samir Abdel Jaber, told Reuters it will continue to provide food aid for 140,000 of those deemed most at risk in the West Bank and Gaza. But if a funding solution doesn't come up soon, it will have to cut all food and money aid to Palestinians by August. Gaza, long under blockade by Israel and Egypt on security concerns, is home to 2.3 million people. About 45% are unemployed and 80% rely on international aid, according to the UN and local authorities.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected his last chance to testify at a civil trial where a longtime advice columnist has accused him of raping her in a luxury department store dressing room in 1996. Trump let a Sunday deadline pass without asking to testify. It wasn't a surprise. Trump has not shown up once during the two-week New York federal court trial. Writer E. Jean Carroll has testified at length. She has repeated claims she first made public in a 2019 memoir. The jury has viewed excerpts of an October videotape deposition in which Trump vehemently denied raping Carroll or ever really knowing her. The movie Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 conquered the box office this weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
I want you all to know that I'm grateful to fight beside my friends.
It was the lure of a chapter closing that helped draw people to the movies for the summer season kickoff. Ticket sales were an estimated $114 million in North America for the debut weekend of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which says goodbye to this iteration of Space Misfits.
Up we go.
Wait up.
That bumped the Super Mario Brothers movie down to the second spot. With the films Evil Dead Rise, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and Love Again, rounding out the top five. I'm Jack.